what you gain going one way, you lose going the other way. L'moshul, if you have this here as the city, and you put Yerev right out here, so it's true, the going this way now, you could walk more than 2,000 amis, you could walk the distance that you put the Yerev out, you gain on the deal. Let's say you put the Yerev 50 amis out, so you're allowed to walk now 2,050 amis this way. Now what about to walk the other way of the city? Other way of the city, you lose out. That l'moshul, you have to start counting where Yerev is. So the first 50 amis to the city is included in your tchum. Now, we'll see the halacha. If the city is less than 2,000 amos long, that the whole city is within your tchum from your yeriviz, those cities considered like dalad amos only. Then we say, you only count the 50 amos here. Now you're allowed to go now 1,950 amos further. But the 50 amos you gain this way, you lose the other way. Because since you put your tchum, your Erev, outside the city that way, that's where you measure now 2,000 amis. So the same way you gain going that way, you lose going the other way. Trashi Masha Niskar, L'ruach Zeh Nisa the Ruach Shekenegdoi, Sherei Mono Min Erev Alpayin L'choruach. If you're not the Besoy Fel of the Mizrach, you lose the other way. If you only go one way, going back the other way, you have to count where the Erev is. So the Gemara, Kosalka Daitach, we thought, Le Mizrach Beisei. It means that the person is standing on the east side of his house. Le Marav Relsa, where the person is standing is Le Marav Beisei, on the west side of his house. So the Marav Tahav Minyan. That the person was standing one side of his house, and he told the son, put the Erev the other side of my house. Is not Gemara. Bishleima Hei Menu Le Beisei Apayim Amam. Bishleim in the case where he could walk to his house, that's within 2,000 Amis. Abu Le Ruvei Yosemikan. But since he told his son, put the Erev on the other side of my house, his poshid, he was standing all the way east of his house. And he told his son, put the Erev all the way west of the house. So then I understand. The house could be only less than 2,000 amos away from the person. But with his son, put the Erev west of the house, he can walk there. To walk there, it's more than 2,000 amos. So that's good, the ratio of the Mishnah. That we say, with the Erev the son put down is not chal, because then he would be chusat chum, he would have nothing, but his Erev is chal, where his house is. Now we understand. His bishleim hei menu lebeisoi alpayim ama, uli eruva yasim ikan mishkachas lo, demati lebeisoi lemat leruvei. Since the son is the opposite side where you are from your house, you could walk to the house, that's within 2,000 amis, but to walk to where your son put the Erev down, west of the house, that's more than 3,000 amos away from you. You can't get there. Ella, how do you have the other case of the Mishnah? Hey, Manu Eruv Alpayim Amma. We're saying now that you could walk to the Erev, that's within your 2,000 amos. Obul Obeisa Yesemikan. But to walk to your house, that's more than 2,000 amos. It's Heichim Ishkakaslom. If you're telling me now the house is in the middle, and you're one side of the house, and you told your son to put the Erev the other side of the house, so how is it possible to say you could walk to the Erev that is 2,000 amos in your distance, but to the house that's in the middle is more than 2,000 amos? How could you have that? That's a stira. Like if the house is in between you and the sun, you can't say that the sun is less than 2,000 amos away from you, but the house is more than 2,000 amos away. How could that be? And the Gemara, Omer Rab Yitzchok, Mi Savrit, Lemizrach, Lemizrach Beisoi, Lemar, Lemar Beisoi. Does it say that you're standing the opposite side of your house that your son is? You're standing on the east side of your house, and the son is standing on the west side of the house? Loi, lemizrach, lemizrach benoit. It just means wherever your son is, you're on the east side, east of your son. Lemara, lemara benoit. And west just means you're west of your son. But we don't know where the house is. It's no kasha. It's just saying your son is standing down the road, and you're standing here. So you tell your son to make the Erev there. So it's possible your house is all the way left. So maybe from your house, you are 2,000 amos distance. But where your son is 3,000 amos distance. So therefore we say, you can walk to your house, not to your son. And it could be just the opposite way. Your son is within 2,000 amos away from you, and your house is all the way down the other way, 3,000 amos away. So Mizrach doesn't mean the house is in the middle. It just means wherever your son is, you're Mizrach side of your son. Where the house is, we're not talking about. Rabba Barab Shelo Omar Afilu Teimel Mizrach LeMizrach Beisei. No, we're talking about your east of your house and Lamar Lamar Beisei, and or else your west of your house. And Taki, your son is the opposite side of your house. So there the kasher is, how could you walk to the Erev and not walk to the house? But there it is, Kegoyin Dekoyi Beisei Balachsunay. Your house is in Alachsun, a diagonal from where you are. Like you have this picture here in Rashi. You're standing on the bottom here. and Saka true. The house is all the way alakhs and is diagonally from you on the left side. And the Erev is straight across. So the Erev could be, it's exactly 2,000 amas away from you. Mashenkin, even though the Erev is a little bit mizrach side of your house. And the house really is in the middle. But since your house is all the way diagonally away from you to walk to your house is more than 2,000 amas. So you're going to have the case to walk straight up to the Erev, it's only 2,000 amas away. But to walk diagonally to your house is more than 2,000 amas away. So therefore there's no stira. Vaitam. Hanoisen eruvoi b'toichi burei. If you put your Erev within the 70 amas of the city, you did not do anything. Then it says, no, chutz tetchum. But if you put your Erev chutz tetchum, then it is good. So the Gemara salka daitach, the Gemara chutz tetchum salka daitach, is it possible to say you put the Erev outside the tchum? If you put the Erev more than 2,000 amas out of the city, vait is not called a good Erev. Because since you're in your house, so you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amas. So you're again considered you're out of your 2,000 amas, you won't be allowed to walk more than dal damas. So how could the Mishnah say you put Yerev chutz more than 2,000 amas away from you? There's no such Erev like that. Elaimah, the Mishnah means chutz liyibura. It just means you put your tchum out of the first 70 amas away from the city. So then it's good. If you put your Erev within the first 70 amas of the city, you didn't do anything. But that, because that's considered part of the city. But once you go 70 amas out of the city, that's not considered part of the city. So if you put an Erev outside that area, you gain on the deal. If you put the Erev Mizrach side of the city, you gain now, you can walk another 2,000 amas away from the Erev. You're allowed to walk more to the Mizrach than you would be allowed to walk without the Erev. But Mashanizgar, who mastered? But you should know, like the 100 amas or the 1,000 amas you gain going Mizrach side, you should know when you walk the other way, Marav side of the city, you lose it. That if you would have been part of the city, you'd be allowed to walk 2,000 amas Marav side. But now that you put Yerev 1,000 amas out Mizrach side, when you walk Marav side of the city, you can only walk 1,000 amas out. Because the first 1,000 amas you're walking back to the city, from your Erev to the city, that's 1,000 amas. Then the whole city is like Dalad amas, and from outside the city you only have one more 1,000 amas. So walking backwards from your Erev, going Marav, you lose. Now walking outside the city, you can only walk 1,000 amas. If you would have been part of the city, you could walk 2,000 amas out. Now that you're not part of the city, you made Yerev 1,000 amas Mizrach of the city. Walking back Marav, you can only walk 1,000 amas Marav of the city. So the Gemara, Mashaniskar Vesuloi, you only lose what you gain. So in other words, we're not including the length of the city. Mashma, the whole city is considered like Dalad amas. So if you put Yerev Mizrach side of the city 1,000 amas, when you want to walk Marav side now, you're allowed to walk back to the city and through the whole city, and at the other end of the city, you can walk another 1,000 amas. So we're only losing the 1,000 amas, but the length of the city you're not losing. That's the kasha now. For the Mar Mashaniska Vesulo, only the 1,000 amas you gain, but the extra 1,000, but the space of the city, you're not losing. For the Mar Vatanya, we learn out like that. Ha noisen eseruvai b'toich iburi shalir. Is loyosav leklum. Enochlam, if you put an Erev Tchumin in the middle of the Ibur, that means the first 70 amas outside the city, you did not do anything. Because that's considered part of the city anyway. So with the Erev, without the Erev, the exact same halacha. That the old city and the 70 amas outside, or the way Rashi said, that there's a house within 70 amas outside the city, so that's considered part of the city, so you're still part of the city. What about Nosno Chutzli Burishalir? You put an Eruv Tchumim good outside the 70 Yamas of the city. Afilo Amachas. Even only one Amor out of that. So Yechal Yeshvisa now, one Amor out on that side. Let's say you put it Mizrach side. So you gain one Amor on the Mizrach side. Is Mishtaker Oysa Amor. You gain that Amor. Abo Mafse Des Kol O'ir Kulam. You should know when you want to walk back the other way now, Marav side. When you start walking, you're only allowed to walk mamish 2,000 amas, that's all. And even though the 2,000 amas stop in the middle of the city, you're not allowed to walk to the end of the city anymore. Since you put your Erev now outside the city, even though it's only one amar outside the city, that's where you're kind of shvisa. And you're allowed to walk from that spot now 2,000 amas all around. If you want to walk back now, Marav side, you can only walk mamish 2,000 amas, not more. When you get your 2,000 amas part of it ends in the middle of the city, you have to stop there. You can't walk more. So you see, you lose much more. Yes, kula ir kula, mevnei shemidas ir oila lo, bemidas atchum. Because the length of the city is included in your tchum. So chur tzastira. Mevnei shemidas ir oila lo, kemidas atchum. Chur tzastira. Here it's mashma, if you put the Erev right outside the city, when you start walking back towards the city, you only have 2,000 amos, that's all. And our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says, you put your tchum outside the city here, you only lose this distance, this 50 amos here. Then mashma, you can walk throughout the whole city, is not included, and you have now 2,000 amos more, just less than 50 amos. And the other Bryce says, no, when you put your tchum outside the city, you could only walk 2,000 amos back. And if it ends in the middle of the city, that's all. You can't even go outside the city. So here's the stira. And the Gemara like this, like Kasha. Kansha kolsa midosa b'chatzi ir. Kansha kolsa midosa b'soifu ir. It depends where your 2,000 amos end. Ukhra Rav Idi. The Amar Rabbi Idi, Amar Rabbi Shurban Levi, if somebody put his tchum outside the city, and now he starts measuring 2,000 amos from where his Erev is, and he starts walking back towards the city. And when he measures now coming back into the city, the 2,000 amos point where his Erev is, when he's walking back towards the city, if it ends 2,000 amos in the middle of the city, you should know that's all. You can't walk more. We do not consider the whole ear like Daul Damis, but we cut the city part of the measurements. In other words, if the Erev is Mamish, like if the Erev is only 50 Amos outside the city, but the city is a very long city, it's more than 3,000 Amos long, the city. So then we say you start walking back, and when it ends in the middle of the city at 2,000 Amos part, that's all. You can't walk more at all. That's Pshan this Braisa. Our Mishnah though is talking about where the city is not so long. When you're allowed to walk back from Yeriv, walking back 2,000 amis, the whole city is only 1,000 amis long. So you're allowed to walk mamish through the whole city and even out of the city. Once your 2,000 amis go past the city, then we consider the whole city only like Daul Damis. We don't even include it. And then we say you can go further the rest of your tchum. Let's say when you measure 2,000 amis, it goes past the city. Hey, the city is only 1,000 amis long, and your measurements now 2,000 amis goes past the city. Then nasis loyir kula kedal damis. Then the whole city is only considered mamish like dal damis. O mashlimim loyas ashar. Then we say if your erev was outside the city, let's say 100 amis this way, so you're allowed to walk back 100 amis towards the city. Then the whole city is only kedal damis. And then your mamash is allowed to walk now the rest of your tchum, just minus 100. So that's Pshan now Mishnah, that the extra 100 amis you gain the right way, you only lose it going back the left way. You only lose those 100 amis. That's providing the city is not longer than your 2,000 amis. So if your tchum walking backwards passes over the city, then we don't include the city. The city is like Daul Amis. So modern halacha, but that's halacha. If the 2,000 amis end in the middle of the city, then that's it. You can only walk 2,000 amas, not more. But if the 2,000 amas goes past the city, then we look like those cities are only kedal damas. That's what Yavidi says. Is Omer, who said this? This is Uchta Yavidi, Yedram Ravidi, Omer Rabbi Shurban Levi said this here. Majin Lo Eshashar, Omer Yavidi said this, no, Ein Eilu El Adivri Nevi'ah. Hey, Yavidi himself didn't like this pshat. Hey, Ravidi said this over Ravidi, Amr Yeshua ben Levi. Has Ravidi said it over in the name of Yeshua ben Levi? But Vayis says he himself didn't like this prat. He says, "Ain Elu El Divrei Nevi'ah." This is like a Navi talking. Like we're saying, "Mein Afkamina, where the Tchum ends." Mein Afkamina, the Tchum ends in the middle of the city, then you only count 2,000 Amis. But if it ends more than that, if the Tchum of your 2,000 goes past the whole city, then we say the whole city is only Kedal Damis, and you don't lose it all. The word is no swerve from that. That the Lushan ain el divrei nevi'ah is mali kolsa v'chatzir, mali kolsa v'soifir. Mein afkamina, where it ends. So does it end in the middle of the city, or does it end at the end of the city? But manushuch, if you're telling me now that you put the Erev outside the city, so walking backwards, you only have a payamama. Good. No matter where it ends, even if it goes past no city, you should not be allowed to walk more than 2,000 amis. What kind of sfer is this? If it goes past the city, then you don't include the city at all. If it goes in the middle of the city, then you do include the city. So more or less the sfer blies by kasha. Is Omar Rava Tavayo Taninu. So Rava says, no, there's no kasha, it's not a stira. Now as we learned like this, that's taka the locha. The locha where there is such a chilik, where the tchum ends. If your tchum ends in the middle of the city, that's it. If the tchum ends at the end of the city, then those cities only kedal damis. All right, the lochas we'll see tomorrow. This far as he says why.
only given that Samachim and Beis, the bottom Gemara. So, Rav, he said over din from Idi, the Yomer of Idi, Yomer of Shuban Levi, Ho Yemoidei, you were counting your tchum. In other words, you left your tchum out in the city, and you're counting now 2,000 Amis. Ho Yemoidei Dubo, the Kol Simadosi Bechatzir, and you ended your 2,000 Amis in the middle of the city, is Ainla Yelechatzir. The Lachirid, you could only walk up until where the 2,000 Amis end. If it's in the half of the city, that's all, not more. What about Kol Simadosi Bechatzir? If you ended counting your 2,000 Amis when past the city, in other words, the city is less than 2,000 Amis long. So you had your tchum outside the city, you could walk all the way through the city and a little bit past it. Then the halacha is nasis lo yir kula kadal damis. Then the whole city is considered only like dal damis. Umashlimim lo yasashar. And then outside the city, you continue counting your 2,000 namis. Like if your erev was only 1,000 namis outside the city, so you're allowed to walk 1,000 until the city. Then the whole city is only like dal damis. And then outside the city, you go further, another 1,000 Amis. Omer Ravidi, Ein Eilu El Divri Nevius. Ravidi said that even though Rabbi Shuv ben Levi said this, the Chur Rabbi Shuv ben Levi is saying like Divri Nevius. So Rashi learns Divri Nevius means, Omer Ravidi, Ein Eilu El Divri Nevius, Kim Isnava Vepi Hagburus. Like you're saying in Nevius, like a Nevua. Shein the Nais in Tamlet Vorb, you're not explaining yourself. Omer Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Lizrayim, Halolu. Vilav de Gomulu Merabe, Loheva Yomaki Hai Milsa Bloitaima. He said, not if he learned it from his Rebbe, and it was like a Nevuah, like he's Makabo from his Rebbe, this is the way it is. Because if not for that, if his Rebbe taught it to him, he would have to explain it, what's the Svarim. In other words, Ravidi did not understand what the Chiluk is. So the Gemara, that's what he says, Heis Mali Kolsa Bechatzir, Mali Kolsa Bechatzir. My Nafkumino, where your Erev ends. Like you have your Erev outside the city. You have a right to walk 2,000 Amis. What's the difference if the 2,000 Amis ends in the middle of the city that we say that's it, you can't walk a step more? Or if the 2,000 Amis goes through the whole city and comes out that the city is less than 1,000 Amis, then the whole city is only like Donald Amis, and you're allowed to walk 1,000 Amis without including the city. What's the Svara? Oh, my Robert is gone, it's not Shver. Tarvayo Tanina. I'll bring your Raya as a mission that says this halacha. There's a mission of Aita, we'll soon see. An Sheir Gedolim. If you have people living in a big city, like Los Angeles, and they want to walk outside the city, is Mahalchin as Kol Ir. They're allowed to walk through the whole city. Now, what does this mean, they could walk through the whole city? Pashtun means when they start walking out of their city, if within 2,000 Amis out of the city, there's another small city. And that city is only, let's say, 100 Amis, 500 Amis wide. So now, since you're 2,000 Amis, lets you walk through the whole city, that city is only like Dal Damis, and you're allowed to walk further outside the city, finishing up your 2,000 Amis. Of the Kitana, the people living in a small city, when they want to go out of their city to walk into the big city, don't forget, Anche Yegudelo Mahalchin is called Kitana. The law is that the people living in the big city, they can walk all the way through the small city.